gotta learn to talk on your fingers, isn't it? This is my family, these are my friends, the ones who know it, the will of my father, and by faith obedient, turn from their way, and obey my father, by grace through faith. All of you that have been delivered into the Father and set in order in the family of God, would you please stand to your feet? I want everyone to listen real closely this morning. If you've ever been with your ears open towards God, I want you to have them open today. These are the days of judgment and glory. And your eternal destiny depends upon you listening and obeying this simple little message today. Not only does your eternal destiny depend upon it, but your glory and fellowship with God in this life depends upon it. Are you listening to me real close now? I know you. I know all of you. I know your hearts when you don't know it yourself. I know all the religious background you've come out of and all the crap that's been fed in your life. But it's leading you right down to judgment. This is my family. These are my friends. And the ones who know it. The will of my Father. And by faith obedient. Turn from their way. And obey my Father by grace through faith. Listen to Jesus explain it to you so that you'll know God's way that's true. Be delivered by the pure love of God. And escape judgment for the love of the world. Listen to him. Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 46 through 50. Listen to it. While he yet talked to the people, behold his mother and his brethren without desire to speak with him as his family. Then one said unto him, behold thy mother and thy brother stand without desire to speak with thee. Won't you come and go to your family? Better listen to it real good now, and I don't mean just with your mouth. You better listen to this thing. I mean real good. You may not get a chance to hear this message again, and I'm not kidding you. A decision right now upon you. Listen to what Jesus answered. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? Who are my brothers that want to see me? Look right around me. Here is my family. Listen to it. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. You honor my Father. Abraham, the father of your faith, left his family in the Ur of Chaldees, and in obedience of faith to a father God. Our father named him his friend indeed. Through Jesus Christ, his love and his grace, you may now escape your family and friends by not moving one step from your home. Listen to me now. Come out of your flesh in his love and grace. You are my family, you are my friend. If you follow obedience and faith, but you're my enemy, the enemy of God. If you in your old way of world and flesh trodden, I want everyone to listen to me. The order of God's judgment is very plain. We'll finish this as we go to delivering you unto the Father. And we're going to set you in order in God's family, those that will. You may be seated. But the order of God's judgment is very plain. When he gets through with this thing, and it's not going to be long. He's doing a short work, cutting it short in righteousness. When he gets through with this thing, there's not going to be but two families on earth. I don't care what you belong to and what kind of standard of righteousness you've got. They're going to be the family of God and the family of Satan. And he's very plain what he's going to do with the family of Satan, and that's burn them in earth and heaven. the promise all down through the ages. But now it's come upon us. God's bringing forth his family in the earth, setting his kingdom in his everlasting order in earth and heaven. One of the requirements was promised by the prophets, and I'm not going to go into a great scriptural theological teaching with you. If you're not ready to listen by the Spirit now, you never will be. You're going to fight me in your carnal mind, you're just in real trouble. If you care enough about it, you can look up the scripture, but the promise was that when he made that change in the earth, that the books of judgment would be opened. And what would bring about his everlasting kingdom in the earth was his earth cleansing and his great white throne judgment. Now you're living in that day. When he first delivered the family, the first family, into the Father, and he has an order to do it, you just don't go in there, you said. Father God began to thunder judgment. When he delivers the first family into the order, his order, he begins to require that all come to him. You listening to me? Real good. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. He called his ministers down through the ages. He never failed in a generation to call his ministry. But once they're called, if they sell themselves to religion or to their own ideas or to Babylon, he never sets them in his chosen or ordained place. But once there is a person begins to stand faithful and he sets him in his heavenly order, he begins to reign in judgment. He said, you come to him or else. He said, I'll make you lick dust at his feet because he stood. So I don't believe it that way. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And here's the way he considered it, and be plain with you, and I want to talk to you real plain. He called you at an early age. You sold yourself. So, well, I did it ignorantly, Brother Pruitt. I know you did, but you sold yourself to religion, your own ideas. When he called his family and his mother and his sons and his daughters, begins to bring them in, he let you know very plain, you of the older generation, you had the same chance. He said, I called you. And he let you know through Peter, he said, save yourself from this untoward generation. Generation going away from God. But in his love and his mercy, listen to it. Once one man begins to stand faithful, he reaches back in the older generations and on down into the younger generation and gives them another chance. He said, even though you were overcome, he said, now because one has been obedient, I deliver you all if you'll follow. It's that plain. He said, my gifts and my calling are without repentance. I don't take your calling away from you. You became unfaithful. Now keep your calling there. Once I can raise up a man or a woman or a group of people that can show you your calling, he says, I'll tell you, come on, you go with them, and I'll bring your calling out of you. I don't take it away from you. But he said, this I require. You follow them. You don't believe this? no way you'll ever stand before God and say, I didn't have a chance. You called and chose. Oh, fathers and mothers, first fathers and mothers and sons and daughters in your kingdom. Uh-huh. He called you. Many of you were trying to move into this thing, into your calling. You got overcome by religion, sold yourself. Either for the praises of men or because it got too hard or folks begin to persecute you or the lust of your flesh or something. Say, well, I couldn't help myself. Don't make excuses before God. You're looking at wanting to come in harder way as you'll ever come, and harder. But I never did sell. The temptation was great. I never did sell, child. So God has set some of these young people in order in his family. Set one in as the mother, and he says, now all are going to be brought through her. Said, I'm not going to throw them away. I reach back in the older generation. He got a mother in the older generation that should have been brought forth a long time ago, but she just wouldn't come. Would she? Some of you know who I'm talking about. She just wouldn't come. She just had to follow religion. She wouldn't come till she ruined her children and everyone around her and then said something's wrong. Some of you had the same chance. But now it's come. You ready? Judgment has come. Judgment has come. God's throne is now set. The books are now open. The judgment has come. Father God, my Father God, through Jesus Christ, his begotten Son, the judgment has come. Fire and destruction for all the disobedient. The throne is now set, the books are now open, the judgment has come. I see the things in your life that are going to cause you to suffer judgment before the great white throne. Not to criticize you and condemn you, but I know you. If you don't know that I know you by now, it has to be my business to know you if I'm going to deliver you. I don't go around telling everybody about it. running off my mouth, except you. A lot of things I don't even tell you. But it is my job to deliver you, if possible, through the love and the grace of God, spotless before the throne. And this I will do, if you just won't bow your neck against me. With love and grace, commissioned by my Father, through Jesus Christ, I offer you a way to escape judgment, the fire of God, the fire of His love is now offered to destroy Satan all in your body. God has delivered to His people and to His first family the greatest thing that the Lord could have ever delivered to people, and that is the fire, His heavenly fire of His love and grace that absolutely destroys Satan, sin, all demons in people's minds and their hearts and in their bodies. This is the age of the covenant of fire. Fire and destruction for the disobedient, but the fire of God's love and God's grace that absolutely, absolutely decimates and keeps destroyed Satan in people's mind, absolutely destroyed all religions, all working, every sickness and every disease, not just cast them out. The day of casting out Satan is over. The fire is here now. Ooh. Once that first family began to move in, the fire came. Children of fire, sons and daughters of fire. And He said, now you shall begin to apply many ways through the laying on of hands, putting it in the mantle. Ooh. Ooh, catch her there. God's mercy that rejoices against judgment. His love that is greater than His judgment. Commits Him to deliver His fire to deliver you. Never have He, never has He required that you deliver yourself. You thought He did through religion. But it's always been by grace through faith. It never has changed with God. But the judgments under grace are the most terrible kind. Because God figures this way, and of course He's right, He's always right, that He gave you everything, gave you His Son, died for you, resurrected for you, put Him on the inside of you, gift of the Holy, gave you everything as a gift, which is grace. Left you nothing to do, only to receive it by faith and let it work in you. He figures if you can't accept that, then there's no hope for you. And He figured it right. God's people being tricked by the old work spirit of religion has to continually try to work, make their salvation work in their life, and get trapped by Satan. Now God's given the fire. You got the least spark of obedience in you. When that fire hits you, you come alive and Satan goes dead. I mean that. The fire of God, the fire of his love, is now offered to destroy Satan all in your body. Sons and daughters of fire. You remember the scriptures promising that so many times? God raising up sons and daughters of fire. But everybody always thought it was just fire to go around burning everybody in torture. Fire, God's grace and love that burns up the enemy's Satan. Burns the lust out of your body. When I get through with you, that obedient, you're going to have a new bottle to put that new wine in. All those old lusts going to be gone out of your body. You know, Jesus said you couldn't put that new wine in old bottles. This is what's happened to God's people down through the years. They get filled with Spirit and get the life of Christ moving in them. That old nature of theirs, the old carnal mind, all the lust of their flesh, feeling their flesh, lust of the eye would rise up in them, overcome them, wouldn't it, Sean? Didn't have a new bottle to put the old, put the new wine in. I know you've had a lot of religious teaching about that, but none of them made sense. You fixing to get a new bottle now. Did you know how a bottle is cured? Did you know what a glass is made out of? Sand, dirt. Put it together by fire. Don't you? Ooh. Ooh. Might as well demonstrate this. Spirit keeps pulling me to do it. We're just getting salted down. The lust of the flesh. This brother never been delivered there. But one of the greatest works of Satan through you that overcomes you is the feelings in your flesh. Your desires. And I don't mean just sexual lust. But that's the root of everything. Oh, yes. Even people of the world, no more than they know about God, know that. The drive to reproduce in man. But God, through Jesus Christ, destroys all feelings of the flesh, leaving the flesh there and bringing alive a free flow of his anointing right through there. Watch it. Whoa. Whoa. Feel that anointing. Whoa. Whoa. Before you can become a new creation of God, feel that free flow of that anointing. You see the feelings in your flesh. Gets that the spirit all mixed up. Oh, yes, it does. Once you cut that out of there by fire, there's nothing left to get you. Nothing left to keep that free flow. from what? Right in that anointing in you. Now,
Lord.
A new voice and a new face and new eyes. Oh, yes, one of the promises for the members of the new creation is they shall see his face. Many of you have tried to see him. You've tried to see him there. You've imagined it. You've got all sorts of things, but I'm going to show you something. Father, by your authority, I give this new creation of yours a new voice, a new face, and watch these new eyes. Just look and see the heavens come open when I lay that creation. Look at Jesus. You've seen me use the gift of miracles to fill teeth. You've seen me use the gift of miracles to heal the sick, raise the dead, fill teeth. Now he says use it to create new eyes on my new creation. Why? Why must new eyes be given? Your eyes have been darkened. The eyes is your mind. It's been darkened. My religious teaching, this teaching, that teaching, this teaching, that teaching, in a complete state of confusion. You can hear the word of God and you can't even see what's going on. But the order of God is so plain that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, where every time you hear the word of God, you can see and understand and move into the thing of God. When you hear Jesus preach about alive in the midst, boom, there he is. When you hear a song or preaching about the throne of God, boom, there it is. See it right there? Now we could go one step further. But the order of God, every member of his new creation must be circumcised a second time. You remember when Moses did it, don't you? The first time you're circumcised in the heart. What did Paul say? Said he's a Jew that's circumcised in the heart. But the next time you're circumcised in your body, lust is destroyed. Sit him down. Now, we're not going to go through it this morning, that part of it. Don't you wish you would? You wouldn't want me to disobey God, would you? Oh, okay, then let's wait. Oh. Now it becomes the business of the one that God calls the father in the family to do this thing. You needn't look scared. I'm not going to do this to this lady. I was ready to, though, Sister Mixon. If God hadn't called forth a faithful mother, Cassie, I'd get ready to stand y'all up and absolutely destroy. I would have, too. Wouldn't I? I was sort of hesitating at it, but I'd ready. Thought I'd put up with so much of it. But God had called forth Cheryl as a mother and moved her into the spirit of life, the spirit of grace, and the spirit of love, which is the operation of the mother of the Holy Ghost, and the fire moving through her hands to absolutely destroy the works of Satan in you. Now, watch this. Inside, did you know why that women get so fouled up in their feelings in the spirit? I'll just tell you, be very plain with you. Their sexual feelings are in the breast. Their lust feelings are in the breast. And they get all mixed up in what is God and what's lust. Now, it wasn't this way from the beginning until Adam and Eve fell into sin and Satan got control of their feelings. And from then on, lust controlled them. Lord, don't have any lust. Don't kid me. You're not going to try to kid me, are you, anymore? I know you're not. This is the reason why you can't get leading. You go by feeling, and the Spirit is a feeling. Anointing is a feeling, isn't it? But there's a blockage there. I don't care how young you are, how old you are. I'll take that back. The younger children, you can work with them a whole lot better, and the reason for it is because they haven't yet developed those feelings. And when that anointing begins to come swoop right there and you get it all mixed up. So what we do with this, I just want you to take the fire in your hand and just destroy all that and then just leave that part up there for me. Watch that anointing. This is a fire. I'm getting the move. Strange thing, but before I get through you, you're going to have a new bottle. And you're going to have new eyes. You're not going to have any feeling in you except the feeling of the Holy Ghost. And boy, that is the greatest thing you've ever felt in your life. You see it come alive. See, once your eyes of your understanding open, you don't struggle with these things in your mind. I absolutely destroy that old carnal mind. Give you eyes, no matter what's ministered, you just understand it. This is the only way that God can ever deliver his people. Because the mind of the understanding been so darkened by this religious teaching, that religious teaching, this feeling, that feeling, I think this scripture means that. I think it means that. I don't believe God would have me to do this in your mind. It's just dark. In obedience to you, Father, your authority, I just give this new creature of yours a new voice and a new face and new eyes open right now. Watch it now. And I looked and I saw a great white throne, and out from the throne flowed the river of life. See it there, reach out to it. And in the midst of the river was a tree of life, the tree of life of Jesus Christ. Ooh. Now we got that part of it. Some sort of pull her back over there, if you will. I'll work on you from here up right now. Well, maybe tonight, pretty soon, we're going to set you in order from that down. Instead of being controlled by lust, you'll be raised back into the place where Adam and Eve fell from. Say, well, that'll rob me. Oh, no, sir. It never robbed you. Once you get all of your desires under control of the Holy Spirit, there's no ecstasy that can compare with that. There's no lust that Satan can ever offer. Hey, you mean man doesn't want man, woman reproduce? Sure. The pleasures of God, and listen to this, and the emotions of man are something that lust and Satan can never manage. Now let me tell you something else. Let me tell it to you real plain. You are not an animal. You are made in the image of God. And your life is controlled by emotions. And at the seat of every one of those emotions is what God has produced in you. A desire to reproduce, or a sexual desire. Once you get those things set in order, I don't care how old you are, man, you move in the spirit. You're not like an animal. You can't operate by instinct. You've got to operate by love, joy, peace, power. Satan gets hold of them with lust, and he substitute lust, love, and substitute joy. First thing you know, you're dead. You ain't a kid, me. That's the reason you fuss and fight with your wife so much. You're either condemned or you got to where the pleasure left. You don't try to hide. I see you. Don't I bother. Don't I read. You go a lot of pretending, laying each other's arms and lying, all that. See, I've been walking around in your bedroom, haven't I? Come up to me and say, oh, we have a good life, lying in your teeth. Shouldn't have lied to them, try to lie to me like that, should you, Pam? You knew you wasn't going to get by with it, but something just made you just had to pretend, didn't you? And once a husband and wife get pretending, they're in trouble. And what's so bad about this thing, and I want you to hear it real good. A woman that's moving in lust that has never been delivered, she may be a good woman. She may never do anything. Our man is moving that way. They corrupt the young people. Oh, yes, they have the girls out chasing for husbands. Going boy crazy and girl crazy. I mean this. And they get the young people out of the order of God. The order of God is that he bring two people together, boy and girl, and he make them man and wife. And God joined them together. It's not to be joined together by the lust of the flesh. And God's order, very plain, is to bring you and I, virgins through Christ, with no gall in our mouth. And young people, he set the order very plain. But it cannot work as long as the old people are around corrupting them. It just can't. They got them chasing boyfriends and chasing girlfriends. And the first thing you know, they get trapped. Here they go. I wonder what happened to my child. I raised them so good. No, you didn't. You imparted that thing to them. You made them feel obligated they had to hunt a husband or hunt a wife. You being trapped yourself, that's what you did. What? Once you can begin to impart to them the true feeling of the Holy Spirit and get them in the order of God to where they are joined together with their mate by the Spirit, and the order of God is this. You remember they had a betrothal period in the time of the Bible. That was the time for the boy and the girl to be joined together by the Spirit first. Time of engagement. Oh, yes. So, well, you're making it sound complicated. No, I'm not. You've been living a complicated life. Oh, yes, you've been living a complicated life, driven by strange doctrine, driven by strange desire, but now liberty's come. Everything to be under control of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Whew. I wish I could tell you, but I can't. But you feel what I'm talking about, don't you? Father, in obedience to you, I now destroy all resistance. In the flesh of this minister of yours, all resistance to that anointing of the Holy Ghost, that he might have a free flow. Now you're fire. Feel it. Oh. Oh. Oh, begin to utter inside, brother. Oh. Feel it in there. Circumcised the first time in the heart, the next time in the body. God has this new creation. It's completely new. It has new bottles for that new wine. Not going around bursting every time there's a moving of the Spirit. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, bring this new creation, a new voice, new face. Feel that face open up there. A new eye. Now watch that light just come and just reach out toward Jesus. You see him right there alive. Ooh. Ooh, see it just come open there. Ooh. Ooh, reach on out toward his head, the shoulder, and just outline him now. Ooh. Hold him. Hey, you're doing strange things, Brother Bruton. I'm trying to tell you what you've been doing is strange. Oh, yes, I can prove it to you. You've been following strange ways. Strange flesh, not the flesh of Christ. Even in the old sacrifice, God's judgment was upon those that followed strange flesh. Isn't your flesh strange from God? Then when you follow opinions of your flesh, what are you following? Strange doctrine. That's what he's talking about. That's the reason why you're misled every time you turn around. Ooh, Cheryl, come on. Ooh. Now I could just take it, destroy it one time, the fire all over, but then there'd be a continual. I'd have to come back with a laying on the hands continually, continually, continually. The best thing to do is get the circumcision over with. Okay? You get her anointing there, and then let me get her eyes. Oh, hold it, Harvey. How you feel? That pure flow. Oh, begin to utter in the Spirit. Let it come on now. Oh. engineered a new face, new voice, new eyes. Just watch it come over. See that light of heaven begin to come. See the throne of God, the rainbow around it. Ooh, reach out towards you. Ooh. Once your eyes are open, all those scriptures begin to become light and life. They begin to click in place. Ooh, no more struggling in your mind. Ooh, in obedience to you, Father, I give this new creation ears a new voice, new face, ooh, a new eyes. Get ready, man. Ooh, watch the light just come. See Jesus, reach out towards you. Look at that cloud of glory around him. Look at the angels moving around. Look at the throne. Look at the heavens so far. It's all funny, ain't it? Get it again. Ooh. Obedience to you, Father, I destroy all feeling of this flesh. Ooh. Feel that free flow of that anointing. Ooh. Ooh. Let it flow a while. That's it. Ooh. That's it. Hold him now. Ooh. New creation here, a new voice, new face, ooh, a new eye. I want you to watch the light. Ooh, hold it now. Just see Jesus. Reach right on out towards you. Ooh, that's it. Reach up towards his head. Ooh, outline his head. Shoulders. See his face. Second time before you can enter into the promised land? You ain't ever read the scriptures? Come on. Ooh. Ooh. Wait till they start to get out of the way. Ooh. The fire of God means punishment, not the fire of his love and grace. When I begin to lay this mantle on an obedient-hearted person, his love and his grace begins to fire through him by the Holy Ghost and begins to drive.